would like to thank the organizer for inviting me at this conference. So the goal of the talk is to try to understand what it means for a group to be of intermediate rank. So this is joint work with Sylvain Doré. So by rank, I mean you are familiar with the rank of a Lie group, so it can be 1, 2, 3, 4. Intermediate means a non-integer rank in between. So and you have the rank of a Lie group is of course going to the lattices. So the framework will be that of discrete group. We have to leave the world of symmetric spaces because this is too rigid, and we'll be talking about groups acting on cat zero spaces. But before that, I want to talk about property RD. So gamma is a countable group. And L is a length on gamma. So this means that this is a non-negative function, so that the length of the identity is zero. And the length of x is equal to the length of x minus 1. And the length of xy is less than the length of x plus the length of y for xy in gamma. So the definition of property RD. Property RD is defined for a group endowed with a length. So there should exist a polynomial P. Such that for any function fg in C gamma, so from gamma to C, in the group algebra, finite support, with f supported on the ball of radius r, we have the following inequality, so convolution inequality, the convolution of f star g, the true norm of this convolution is less than a polynomial. The polynomial in R is the support, is the ball of radius R is where f is supported, times the norm of f, the norm of t. So BR is the ball of radius R in gamma. So you can control the operator norm of f in terms of the two norms modulo a polynomial. So let's give examples. So the simplest example is the case of polynomial growth. Groups of polynomial growth have property RD. So why is that true? Because so we take f and g as in the definition here, with the support of f in the ball. So this is by definition, so the two norm by definition is the sum of the convolution product and no polynomial growth tells you that for fixed z there is only a polynomial number of decomposition like this, a polynomial number in R. So here, x, the length of x, I usually denote the length of x by an absolute value like this. This is a polynomial. So I can, by the Cauchy-Schwarz inequality, I can pass the absolute value, the square here. So this gives the sum over the decomposition with x less than R of f of x g of y, and this is exactly the product of the two. So the whole point is that the converse is not true, but there is a partial converse. So if gamma is amenable and has property RD, then gamma has polynomial growth. So again, why is it true? because as gamma is gamma, saying that gamma is amenable is the same thing as the saying that the regular the trivial representation extends to the reduced Lister algebra. So you have this inequality. The sum of f is less than the radius. The norm of f. So this is the norm in the Lister algebra. So this norm, this operator norm acting by convolution. This is for any f in phi gamma in the group algebra. So now if you apply this to characteristic functions of set of the ball, so you get that the cardinal of the ball is equal to is less than the norm of the characteristic function of the ball in the reduced Lister algebra. So the norm of this function acting by convolution, and then you use this inequality. This gives you a polynomial here. So you can control this norm with respect to the L2 norm, and this is equal to this. So this shows that amenable plus property RD implies polynomial growth. Okay, so property RD was introduced after the work of Algeroup on a reduced Lister algebra of three groups. This was introduced by Jolifin. So two main examples of property RD of group is, so here, so property RD is stable by subgroup by definition. So here this implies that that SL3Z doesn't have property RD. Doesn't have RD because SL3Z contains subgroup which have exponential amenable subgroup which have exponential growth. So the two main examples, so the three groups FR have property RD. So this was proved by Algeroup. And groups gamma acting on triangle buildings so the action should be proper and co-compact also. Well, co-compact is not necessary. So this was proved by Ramadé. Robertson and Steger. So this example corresponds to rank one, and this one I will define later on what is a triangle building corresponds to rank two. And what I want to explain today is how to interpolate the rank, and in particular to interpolate these two. Between these two results. So this result has been generalized later on. So this one was generalized to hyperbolic groups. So by Jolifin and de la Harpe. And this one, so this corresponds to SL3QP here. So this one was generalized to SL3R, was extended to SL3R or even SL3C by Vincent Laforgue. So I mean to lattice, co-compact lattices. In SL3R. But no, non-uniform lattices, because they don't have property RD. Okay, so now what about the framework for interpolation? So now I want to describe interpolation between rank 1 and rank 2. So the geometric framework is as follows, so triangle to definition. A space X is a triangle polyhedron. if. So this means that this is a cat zero space, so non-positively curved. Triangles in this space are more pinched than the Euclidean triangles, but they can be Euclidean as well. Cat zero space, so no boundary. And dimension 2. So actually cat zero simply shows complex. So dimension 2 means that there are points, edges, and triangle attached to the edges. And the main assumption is that, which is this word here, is that the triangles are equilateral. So the faces are equilateral triangles. So what about examples? So we have two examples in this class of spaces are triangle buildings. So they are so-called A2 tilde buildings. So what means, so this corresponds to the rank 2 case. So what means buildings? It means that for very roughly it means that there is a lot of flats, and more precisely it means that by any two faces in this space there is a flat, so I should define flat. A flat is an embedding of R square into X, isometric and simply shown. So how do you say that there is a lot of flat in these spaces? So by two faces there should be a flat. This is an incidence axiom, like the classical incidence axiom. By two points there is a line. Here by two faces there is a flat. And the flat should be homogeneous. Like if you have two flats, there should be a refraction which maps the one to the other and fixing the intersection. So this is the definition of building. And other examples are hyperbolic. Hyperbolic triangle polyhedra. So there are plenty of hyperbolic triangle polyhedra. And hyperbolic by the no flat criterion, this is equivalent to saying that there is no flat. This was observed by Gromov. So the usual rank can be extended to this framework, so to cat zero spaces. So the usual rank, which is an integer, is the dimension of the maximal flat. So here, in this case, the rank can be 1 or 2. It is 1 if and only if this is hyperbolic, otherwise this is 2. So the thing is that the rank is too rough an invariant to be very useful here. So what we want to do is to introduce other invariants and to see what we can do in between these two cases, here and here. So let's define a polynomial rank. So what is polynomial rank? So X is a triangle polyhedron like this. And it is said to have polynomial rank if for any segment xy, so this is a simplicial segment, a simplicial straight line, the number of equilateral triangles of base xy in the space x and x, the length of xy is less than R. So the number of equilateral triangle on two, I have x, y here. I have equilateral triangles like this. So there can be a bifurcation, a branching. And I ask that the number of equilateral triangles like this is less than a polynomial in R. So there exists a polynomial P, such that this is true. So you limit another branching of flux in the space X. Okay. And this implies, so the proposition is that a polynomial rank implies property RD. Okay. So in fact, by using the tools of property RD, you can generalize this to so here I defined it only for triangle polyhedra. You can generalize this to this setting from the start, gamma, so a countable group on those with a length. You can define polynomial rank, so I call this polynomial gross rank. So the idea here is to replace. So in a space like this, you don't have a notion of flat. So the idea is to replace just the flat by the gross. You just say that a flat is something that grows polynomially. And this implies property RD too. This implies property RD. But this is more general. So the typical example of groups which have a polynomial growth rank like this of hyperbolic. So example groups which are relatively hyperbolic relative to polynomial growth subgroups. So this is what I was saying. You have hyperbolicity, and we have hyperbolicity above this polynomial growth. So you just replace the flat by polynomial growth. You know that when this is very homogeneous like this, like in a group situation, polynomial growth is the same by Gromov's theorem as virtually nilpotent. So this is almost abelian. You could not replace this by sub-exponential growth, for example. So example of groups. So this group satisfied property RD. This was already known. This is the theorem of Chatterjee and Rahn. Okay. And this polynomial growth here, this is a bit like a generalization of the theory of growth of groups to non-amenable case. So the growth of groups. So for instance, you can define as well intermediate growth rank and exponential growth rank, and to have examples of groups which have sub-exponential growth rank but not polynomial growth rank, you can just take free products like this, where these groups are of intermediate growth, these Krieger tube groups. And you get a group which have intermediate growth rank but not polynomial growth rank, and this one doesn't have property RD. But it has a sub-exponential variation of RD, which is also useful. So I say this just because to state a problem. So what about in the case of triangle polyhedra? So we don't know that. So for triangle polyhedra, does the intermediate growth rank occur for triangle polyhedra. Okay, so I will draw a short here is a quick summary of what we did up to now. So we have the rank. So in the case of triangle polyhedra, we have the rank here. We have polynomial growth rank. So here this is polynomial growth. This is not very far from 1. Here this is 2. And this is the case of triangle buildings. Here this is intermediate, here we don't know. This is this problem. And we are interested in this part. So finding things which are exponential rank but not which are not buildings. So this is what I will talk about now. So for that I need another notion of rank, which is called local rank. I need a way to construct polyhedra, triangle polyhedra, which are here. So local rank. So the first thing, I define the link. So X is a triangle polyhedra, polyhedron. So what is the link? So A is a vertex of X, and the link at A is the one sphere, the simplicial one sphere. So if we draw a picture, so we have something like this. So this is a polyhedron which is constructed out of equilateral triangles. So here is a part of the polyhedra, of the polyhedron. Here is the vertex A. So this is A, A is here, and the link is this, in that case. So this is a flat case. If I continue this, I get a plane R square, and the link is just a circle. Okay, so now I want to define, so you see that here's the germs of flats, the small portion of flats in the space which are locally here. They correspond to 6 cycles in the graph. So I define actually not me but Sylvain defined link the rank, the local rank, to be less than 3/2. So locally you want to limit the number of 6 cycles in your space. This is exactly the tangent cone of the space. So you limit the rank in the tangent cone. So how do you do that? You ask that for any path of length 3. So this part, for instance, there is at most 1 cycle of length 6 which complete this path. Gamma. So you have a lot of links which satisfy this. And now what is local rank 2? Local rank 2 is that on the opposite there should be a lot of cycle of length 6 in the graph. So for any graph here I should say that for any path of length 4 there exists path of length 6 that complete gamma. So I should say that the valency is supposed to be 3, valency 3 of the link. There is only one link which satisfies both assumptions, is this one. And this one gives rise to R square, as I said, and R square is, so this is a condition that implies building, the building property. R square is a building non-irreducible, and it has low rank and both, well, depending on the point of view, it has low rank and large rank relatively to itself. But this is the only space. So this is why I assume that the valence of this graph is 3. So this local rank 3 hat, it belongs to this part. They are polynomial gross rank. And this, by a theorem of Titz, this is equivalent to saying that you are here. So here this is a polynomial picture. So this is at the asymptotic level. So this is a theorem of Titz that local rank 2 in this sense is equivalent to being a triangle building. And what we want to find is something in between. So we want to find a polyhedra which are intermediate. So I will draw a graph. And the graph will be the link. I will draw a graph which will be in between the two here. And this graph will be the link of a triangle polyhedra. So we will construct triangle polyhedra. At each point, there will be this graph. And this graph, this will give polyhedra, which will be here in between. So the graph looks like this. So it has two types of vertices. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And this is something like this. So this is not the incidence graph of the Fano plane. So there is a graph very similar to this one, which is in every book about buildings. And this graph corresponds to this case. So the difference between the two graphs is that the other one has 14 vertices, this one has 16 vertices. And it has 24 edges. And we call it L7 quarter. So a proposition, so I should state a proposition here. So this is to study locally this, so there is a unique graph of Gauss, equivalent graph of Gauss 6. Gauss is the length of the smallest cycles. So you have to assume Gauss 6. This is equivalent to saying that in the building, in the polyhedra you construct, the polyhedra you construct is cat 0. This is a cat 0 condition here. There exists a unique equivalent graph with 14 vertices. So if you take a equivalent graph with Gauss 6, it has at least 14 vertices. It cannot have less than 14 vertices. So the simplest has 14 vertices, and this is the Fano. This is the graph which corresponds to this case. So this is a spherical building. This is the incidence graph of the Fano plane. So such a graph has an even number of vertices. So if you draw 16 vertices, there exists only one graph, this is this one, L7 quarter. And then when you go further, there is also only one graph with 18 vertices, and this graph is of rank, it satisfies this property here of rank 3 half. And if the number of vertices increases, you lose unicity, but the rank gets lower and lower. So this shows that this graph has is somewhat particular. And we can construct polyhedra, so polyhedra of rank 7 quarter. So each link is isomorphic to L7 quarter. So we can classify them. So there are exactly 12 CW complex, compact complexes with one vertex. This means that you have one vertex and you attach. So you have one vertex and you attach edges, and these are two-dimensional. So you attach triangular with triangular faces. So that the universal cover so let me denote it V, one such a complex, so that V tilde, the universal cover, is of rank 7 quarter. So this gives you homogeneous polyhedra which are here, exactly here. Okay, and this one, so furthermore they have, so at the asymptotic level they have exponential growth rank. So I recall exponential growth rank means that the bifurcation of flats in these spaces is exponential. So this was our first motivation to study these spaces. Actually, our first motivation was purely geometric group theory. We wanted to understand this question of Bessnard. So there is a list of open problem geometric group theory by Bessnard, and the question was if you take X, a space X like this, X, are there groups gamma which are fundamental group of V, where V is k pi 1, so classifying space of dimension 2, and such that V tilde, so cat 0, or so V tilde is cat 0, and half flat, but no z square, but no z square in gamma. So here we wanted to study the most homogeneous case, the one which are transitive, because that's the simplest case. So we had to find this, and in fact they all have. So we have worked out all the examples. They all have z square, unfortunately. But maybe I mean with this condition here on the link. So if this link was replaced by this one here with 14 vertices, you would know that this is a building. So there is a lot of flat, there is a lot of z-square. But this link here doesn't imply a priori that there are flats. We don't know that there are flats in the space. It's not obvious. So we believe that, so in the picture I was drawing, they might be hyperbolic. So all these ones have an exponential number of flats. So we believe that they are not hyperbolic. And then this question for this for this group is still open. I don't know the answer. Okay, so what about the C-star? So what about the C-star algebraic applications? So the theorem. So the theorem we proved in the paper, so if gamma is acts properly on X triangle polyhedra, then gamma has property RD. So then we can combine this with Lafforgue's Lafforgue's theorem. So the corollary is that there are, so if you take a gamma like this, which acts compactly, then gamma satisfies the Baumkuhn conjecture. This is a direct application because Lafforgue's assumptions are that the space should be bolic or strongly bolic. And this is much weaker than being a cat-zero space or a triangle polyhedra. So another way to reformulate this theorem here is that triangle property implies property RD, but this is not the true triangle property here. This is a proper action on a triangle polyhedra. So this is for, you replace Hilbert spaces by triangle polyhedra, so for triangle polyhedra target. So this is a kind of Hilbert property, and the thing we don't know is, does there exist groups which have property T? So does there exist groups gamma such that every action, so the triangle polyhedra here are not necessarily locally finite, so that every action on a triangle polyhedron as a fixed point. So this is isometric action. But as far as the standard property is concerned, so we know that, so we can compute here, in these examples, we can compute the S1, so property T. So in this example, three of the 12 examples have infinite H1. So the first, the Abelian-Nash group. So H1 of gamma. So for instance, there is one which has this. So in particular, three of them don't have property P, and the remaining example, they have a finite unfortunately H1, so we don't know where if they are. So I recall that the property P, there is a criterion in this setting for property P, which is lambda 1 greater than 1 half criterion. So if lambda 1 of L is greater than 1 half, then gamma as T in that setting. So I consider this framework, so a group which acts properly co-compactly on triangle buildings, and the typical example of groups which satisfy this, they are buildings. So the one on the right, which have rank 2, they satisfy this, and the lambda one on this graph here is a so it cannot be greater than 1 half, so lambda 1 L7 quarter is 0.42. So if you look at the proof of the standard proof of property RD for buildings, what goes wrong here is that the link is not sufficiently the link is not it's very transitive but not sufficiently transitive. It's not transitive on tripods. Okay, so now I just take another. So here we have new groups. I just take another result and make some comments after that. So if you take gamma, which is a pi 1 of a complex like this, compact, V is compact, and V tilde is of rank 7 quarter, then the stable rank of the reduced C-star algebra of gamma is 1. So this group almost have, in many respects, this group almost have rank 2. So I should, what was known? So the if you take gamma, which is a free product, a non-trivial free product, so this means that the cardinal is of this group is greater than 3, one greater than 3 and the other one greater than 2, then the stable rank of gamma is 1, and this is a theorem of Dijkema Hagerup. And all done. What else was known? So if gamma is hyperbolic, torsion free, and non-elementary, then same thing, the stable rank is 1. So it is unknown, so the stable rank, we don't know what is a stable rank for lattices, so for gamma acting in the rank 2 case of triangle polyhedra. So the stable rank of gamma, this is an open problem. So but in the case of Lie groups, so for instance, this was computed by Sido, so the stable rank of SL3R is 2. I should say that. So in the commutative case, I forgot to say that. In the commutative case, the stable rank means is a dimension. So in the commutative case, it behaves like a dimension of the space X. So the stable rank of the reduced C-star algebra of Z2 is equal to 2. I have 5 more minutes. Yeah. So I want to I will briefly sketch. So this were, so we had another intermediate rank thing, so that we call mesoscopic rank. This is the thing we were mostly excited by. So mesoscopic rank. So what is it? What does it mean? So we saw two types of rank. So we saw the rank. We saw the asymptotic rank and we saw the local rank. So the local rank was in the tangent cones, is this kind of graph. This was coming from graph. The asymptotic rank was the branching of flats, and here we are studying something which is in between. So this is the microscopic, mesoscopic and macroscopic. This is the reason for this mesoscopic here. So what is the definition? So X is a cat zero space of dimension 2. And then you take cat zero semi-Fischer complex. Dimension 2. You take a vertex or a point in X, and you let phi A be the number of flat phi A of R. So I define a function from R to R. So phi A of R is the number of flat disks in X of radius R. But not every flat disk in X, only the flat disk which are not in a flat. And the space is said to have mesoscopic trunk. If there exists a constant C at A, mesoscopic trunk at A, there exists a constant C such that the whole interval C infinity is in the support of S, of phi A. So what does it mean? What does this definition mean? So you have a space X, and you have disk units in this space. They are flat, but they are not included in a flat. And then you ask that this has continuous support, so you can rescale the disks, so that you can rescale the disk which are not in flat up to infinity. So you cannot rescale the disk, this cannot increase because it would give a flat bath by taking the union, so the disk have to move like this in the space X. They behave, as you increase R, the disk has to change. There will be a point where it will reach a maximal flat disk, then it has to change and to increase like this. So what about the extremal cases, so proposition. So if X is hyperbolic, which corresponds to the left part of the rank scale. So if X is hyperbolic, then phi A has compact support. This is a diagonal process to prove that. And if X is a building, so this is rank 1, and this is rank 2, then phi A vanishes identically. This means that every disk is in a flat in the building. I know, do I have time to state? So I just state the theorem and I stop here. So the theorem is that there exists at least one of the 12 complex of rank 7 quarter which has mesoscopic rank. And there are other examples. So there exists one example which is given by surgery of triangle buildings. So I don't explain that. And there is another example, so the last example, which is a group which is called the Wise group. And this one has mesoscopic rank, and this is why we went to this notion of mesoscopic rank, because the Wise group is, so this is an open question, it is an open question to know that whether the Wise group has property RD or not. And in trying to prove that the Wise group has property RD, so there is basically something that goes wrong in the proof, and this is this kind of thing, this kind of phenomenon. Thank you very much. Well, I can explain. Sorry, I can explain to you afterwards. Okay. This is a cat zero group, which. Which one? There are some of rank 7 quarter which don't have property because of the H1. It's subject to Z2. The other one, we don't know. And this one it would be interesting to know, because this one, they have local ranks 2, So the link is good at some point, and at other point the link is 3.5, so it's not good. So at some point the link is greater than 1.5, at other point it's only 3.5, so it's not good at all. So the criterion doesn't apply.